Welcome to the Teradome, baby.
We swarm.
Welcome to the Teradome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week, another episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. We are at the finale of the regular season, so you know I had to go out there and this was as hard to bring this man back on a podcast as it is to get Andre 3000 a rap.
But yeah,
my man Don V back in the building, the OG of this podcast.
Good evening, good evening,
Virginia
good
Tech. Evening. How you doing, my man?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, man. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. First things first, we got ourselves a coach.
Yes, sir.
Franklin, the biggest trophy fish in the sea. Very unlike Virginia Tech. What are your thoughts?
It was a long time coming. It was they couldn't nickel and dime this one. They couldn't play broke this time. They couldn't be cheap this time. They had to open the bank and forgive the noise in the background. But they had to open up the banks. They couldn't play no more. They couldn't fake it no more. They couldn't. They had to go get a quote real coach. I've been high on Coach Franklin even when he was at Penn State. A lot of Virginia Tech fans have a rivalry with Penn State because of the proximity and who they recruit and who they get. That was a Virginia Tech problem. That wasn't a James Franklin problem. It's not his fault that Justin Fuente and whoever else couldn't land the big fish in state. So I feel like a lot of sour grapes was when people discussed Penn State or James Franklin, it was a lot of sour grapes. It was a lot of bitter fans. And I found myself, and you know me, like we talk all the time behind the scenes. I always defended James Franklin, even when he was the Penn State coach. Like, it's a good coach. Like, so for us to get him, like, I keep the same energy. I don't think we got a good X's and O's coach, but I feel like we got a tone setter, culture builder, recruiter, all of that. So I'm excited, to say the least.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Frank retired. We went and got some new blood. He's supposed to be some schematic genius. That didn't work out. So then, in your world, right, we went and overcorrected by getting the
– right. They have stepped.
Guy. Yeah.
Dude, after Frank, they have stepped. But you're right.
Yeah. And then now you go out and you get yourself a coach that might not be – the strongest X's and O's guy, but he got enough currency in the game to go out and pull the assistants and everybody he's going to need to make this thing pop off.
They put their check behind them, definitely, to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how they just pushed a button and all of a sudden we back financially.
I've been saying this shit for years. They had the money.
Everybody said we broke. We got to worry about Arkansas. We got to worry about Florida. We got to worry about LSU. But the money
Florida
was not
State.
Funny. Yep.
That Florida State money looking real funny. But, yeah, pretty much. I've been saying for years that a school that could send a plush animal to space ain't broke.
Yeah, that's a fact. We not. That's a big pool. That's a deep pool right there. I forgot about that, man.
Oh, man. They must have forgot who they talking to, man. They could see, you can spin that to them people, because what they do with the spin was they put the books up against the Ohio State books and the Georgia books, so it make you look broke. I'm like, bro, we just need to beat Wake. Cut the bullshit. Did I cut the nonsense?
Yeah, gotta beat Wake. You gotta beat the ODUs. You gotta beat.
Yeah.
You gotta beat who you're supposed to beat.
Yeah, you don't need a Georgia budget for that.
Nope, because the ODU wasn't spending money like we were spending money, and they still whooped our ass. So,
yeah, ODU been smoking shit lately.
Yeah, man. It's exciting times for the Hokies. You know, we it's been a dismal year, but you know we at the last week of that. But the light at the end of the tunnel was very bright.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Man, how you feeling about this game this week, man. UVA, they got all the.
Go ahead.
So they got all the momentum. They are the ones that got everything to lose this time, and we're the ones trying to play spoiler. That is a weird world we're living in this year.
For me, it's just another live scrimmage. I want to see that little background information on me. I don't hate UVA like a lot of Virginia Tech fans do. I just look at them as another opponent. They over the years have given me no reason to hate them because I grew up in New Paltusk, Virginia. I grew up on the peninsula in the 757. It's not really no beef between UVA and Virginia Tech fans. So I don't hate them like other people do. To me, it's just another scrimmage, another way we can see Jeff Overton Jr. play. We can see Aiden Green make plays. Last time we're going to see Kyron Jones in a – yeah, it's going to be the – yeah, we ain't going to no bowl. Yeah, last time we're going to see Jones, seniors. I just want the seniors to go out with a win. On the UVA side, they're the ones with the mental demons. They're the ones that got to slay the big bad dragon. They turned us into the big bad dragon, not the other way around. So this game is mainly on them than us. For me, it's just another live scrimmage. I just want to see Jeff get off. And I just want to see young guys play. And I want to see Drones go out. He had a controversial Virginia Tech career. We ain't got to mitigate it. But I just want to see Drones go out victorious.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. I feel like, you know, we going into this game, it's the last time this staff is going to coach together. It's the last time this group is going to play together. So, like, that's a dangerous combination. When you ain't got nothing to do but win one last one, no pressure, just go out there and make plays. That's a recipe, especially when you're the ones that are always cracking that shit up there, you know?
Yeah, man, them people done lost the Pop. Them people done lost the Burmeister. Them people done lost the, I mean, name them all. Ryan Willis.
Brewer.
Brewer. Like, if you a Virginia Tech quarterback, it's like your rite of passage to beat UVA. I think the only one that lost was who? Hooker? Hooker lost.
Yeah,
my boy Hen, my Hen Dog lost. But yeah, that's just my, you know, tradition is Virginia Tech beats UVA. UVA fans been making these, we gonna eat turkey, whatever, Thanksgiving every year. They never get to use the memes. I don't know. Delete the memes. They never get to use them.
Delete
the memes. We gonna eat extra turkey, boys. They never do. And like I said, they made UVA made Virginia Tech the big bad wolf. They the ones that throw the screen pass to the left tackle. They the ones that like they do all this. Mike London, clock management. They do all this stuff. We go out there and just play.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to, you know, for at least for us, like growing up, like it felt like WVU and Pitt were way more passionate rivals than UVA because they would beat us and then we would beat them. Whereas with UVA, we would just always beat them.
Yeah. I mean, ever since I've been following the program, I ain't been following the program as long as others. I became a fan in 99, 2000. So for those, I mean, to people new to who I am a Michael Vick fan. I grew up in New Paltusk, Virginia, his hometown, and the city got behind him. So we got behind the program. And I was one of those kids that supported Michael Vick during that run because I couldn't – he literally put the school on the map. We didn't even know what that was till he got it popping. So, yes, I'm a newer fan, a self-proclaimed newer fan. So people who try to expose me, I should have been left. I'll just say that. But I stayed. But as a newer fan, I don't know nothing about UVA beating us outside of what, three times in my life. Yeah. I seen them beat us like two or three times. Yeah.
Yeah. 04 and or 03. One of, I can't remember.
03. Matt Shaw. And what's my man? Bryce Perkins. Yeah. Yeah. Them two.
But
everybody else on the L train.
There's been plenty of years where they probably should have beat us and they did not.
Yeah, 2018 they should have beat us. 2021 they definitely should have beat us. 2020, yeah, 2021 they should have beat us. God bless the dead on the 2022 situation. God bless the dead. Shout out to them. Justice for them. I think they gave nigga 5 life sentences. They should have just killed them. I don't want to get dangerous on your podcast, but they should have just hung them. Mm-hmm. Why feed them?
Yeah.
Hang them.
Yeah, it was it's an evil man. That's for sure. Said, I wish I could have known your sons. Like, what? But nah.
Man, put them under the chair. Stop giving these dudes the chair.
Yeah. Man, I always appreciate your raw and unfiltered views, man. Absolutely necessary out here. Yeah. 1,000%, man. You think we're gonna see Pop Watson on Saturday, or you think they're gonna give the ball to Drones?
If it was up to me, it would be Drones. I would give Drones one more ride, one more, And fans sometimes say, oh, you being loyal to the senior. Our season is lost, and in my honest opinion, Pop isn't the future. So let the senior go out, with a bang. Do something for Pop too. Or if you want to put a series or a Wildcat or goal line situation or anything, or if Drones is physically unable because he got banged up last game. If it's injury, then yeah, go with Pop. But if it was up to me, I would let Drones go out on his shield. I mean, who knows? It might be the last time Drones suits up and play meaningful football ever again. We don't know what the future holds, but he probably not going league, not the NFL anyway. He might be, confined to a life with the spring leagues, the XFL and the CFL. I say let the man suit up one more time, get whatever film he can get. Because this is his bowl game. This is our bowl game.
Yeah, I feel like people say a lot about Kyren, and I have also been one recently that said, hey, like, we should have maybe made a change. But also I feel like Virginia Tech they got to be culpable in this thing too, because they failed him on the developmental side of things over the last 3 years, and now this is the product of that, in my opinion.
It was 50-50. He failed himself, and they failed him too. They ain't doing Stu Hope, God strike me. Matt Moore, I got no problems with you, baby. It's my boy Ron Crook. He did Kyren Drones no favors. We ain't even got to bring up 2024. I done talked to my pastor about that, but yeah, they ain't do him no favors with some of them lines they put out there, and some of the people they stuck with at offensive line. But he also didn't do himself no favors either. It's 4th in California, and your ass running out of bounds. I can't defend that.
Nope.
I can't defend that. Wake Forest game, they giving you the same blitz look the whole game, and you not allowed to check out of that, or you can't see that. I can't defend that. Regardless, I can't defend it because you're a senior. And if they don't trust you to check out of that, and I can see the blitz from my couch, I can't defend that. I can't defend some of these throws, some of these interceptions, some of these errant throws. I can't defend that. Slants. I can't defend that. So it's 50-50.
Yeah,
I don't even know what the question was, but you got me talking about Drones.
No, it was about him. I agree with you. The running out of bounds on 4th and 3
it's 4th and 3. Why I thought it was 4th and 16? I got him mixed up with Lenore Sellers. God, striking.
Yeah, 4th and 11 was.
It was 4th down.
Yeah,
it was 4th down. Definitely. I said this nigga done ran out of bounds. Help him, Lord. Help him.
That's what I said too, but not verbatim. I said this man ran out of bounds.
Man, ran out of bounds.
I couldn't believe my eyes. But yeah, Miami, man, they that Tony kid, he's good, man. He is as advertised.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, because I was I had fully accepted the loss. I was cool with the loss. It's like, all right, we played, we hung with them. You know, we stuck in there. I ain't gonna lie, that last touchdown pass did something to my spirit. And I don't normally get mad during or after losses. You know, I normally don't get mad. I normally can compartmentalize. Okay, this unit was bad. That team, that player was bad. This is why we lost. But I ain't gonna lie, that last touchdown did something to my spirit. They really think we sweet. And IBM, is IBM a senior? This is last go around.
I think so. It should be.
Hey, God bless you on your future endeavors, man. God bless you on your future endeavors, young man. That's all I'm gonna say. God bless you on your future endeavors.
I will say this year has been the worst coverage unit I have seen in pretty much all of my years as a Virginia Tech fan.
Nah, 2018.
Oh yeah,
Shout out to Bryce Watts, baby. I ain't got no issue with you, my boy. 2018 was nasty. Shout out to Caleb Farley. He got it together. He got his life together. But Bryce Watts, my boy. 2015 Hokies. Was that freshman Greg Stroh? Don't get me, man. Don't get my PTSD going up in here, man.
Yeah. Greg Stroman ended up.
He was another one that got his life together.
Yeah, eventually it came together for him, but.
But I still can't unsee what I saw. I still can't unsee 2015 Kendall Fuller getting double moved by Michael Thomas. I still remember, bro, vividly.
Yeah.
Very vividly.
Yeah, there were some moments for sure. But this year as a whole, I feel like they just couldn't cover anything. And I was like, man, this is so frustrating.
Well, yeah, well, you let your best corner go to LSU. I was told we were better off, but, you know, that's a whole different thing for a whole different day.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my boy. Hey, shout out to Baby Stroh. Shout out to Moe's. Like, we lost real talent. And people thought we was better off. That's a whole different convo for a whole different day.
Yeah, nah, I feel you. I was cool with most leaving, but the other two, Mansoor and Jalen, you knew that it was going to take a hit for sure. But, hey, man, UVA week, it's about over. We're about to get to the good stuff. There's going to be a lot of hopefully feel-good moments with the recruits and the transfers coming in, hopefully in abundance at a higher rate of player than we've seen in a long time. As far in, I mean, shoot, at, like the amount of them that I in my head I'm lying to myself and expecting, like I don't think we've seen that copious amount of talent influx in a long time.
James Franklin effect is definitely flip season. It's definitely definitely flip season. Shout out to all the Penn State cope and everybody's mentions, man. You can't even get a tweet off. Like, not even mentioning Penn State. Just mentioning what's going on here. As a Penn State fan, I hope you guys do okay, but it didn't happen here. Shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you, Justin. Nobody asked you, Greg. Like, I have never in my life. And maybe because Justin Fuente never got a job. But if Brent Pry got him a job somewhere, I wouldn't be in that fan base's mentions talking about, well, I hope he knows how to manage the clock, because when he was here, I wouldn't care. Like, he's gone. Stupid, bro. I'm just, I hope he didn't do that here. Bro, if you better off Penn State, why are you talking to me?
Yeah, they real hurt.
Real hurt. Real hurt.
They're lucky you're retired, because you'd have hit them with that 2018 with the Virginia Tech blanket behind you. You'd have cut a rock-style promo on them or something.
I still might.
You should.
I still might. Sometimes I gotta go to the, you know how street guys, they go to the mattress. I might have to go to the mattress. You know, pick up a stick.
Yeah, no, they definitely been they've been crying, and everybody's been
just crying, whining. One of them pulled a tweet that I pulled up. I pulled it up on myself. I pulled my own receipts. And it was the New Jack City when the old man shot Nino Brown. And I had tweeted that, I don't know, a year or two ago when Penn State flipped Matthew Outen from Portsmouth, from Norcom. And I tweeted it, said, if I ever catch James Franklin at a Penn State press conference. And he pulled my retweet, like he exposed me, like, see, you're a bad person. I'm like, it's Twitter. This is Twitter. Me and you come from the old Twitter, 2011 Twitter, 2010 Twitter, where people said it was a different place. it was a dark humor app where people said foul things for no clout. Just people said foul things just to humor themselves. People said foul shit. So I still have that gene in me. Old Twitter still in me, but I don't know why he pulled it. Ain't even like he had to look for it. Like I said, I retweeted it because I said it. Like, oh, you got me now, whatever, bro.
Yeah, he used to fire some stuff off eating Captain Crunch just to do it,
It
was the wild.
People don't understand if you joined Twitter in the last since 2016. You wouldn't understand. Twitter from 2010 to 2016 was a different place, different animal. Twitter wasn't everybody's official statement that you just said stuff. It's stuff in my Twitter. I would still say it today because I don't care. You know, I'm a maintenance man for a living. I don't make my living being famous. But yeah, no, you can't say that stuff. If you want to have a future in life, you want to be me, say what you want. But you want to actually be somebody? No, I don't say that stuff.
Even athletes were getting their stuff off.
Yeah, even athletes. Kevin Durant, people. I told Drift, shout out to my boy Drift. Shout out to you. I told Drift before he came on my podcast, my old podcast, Dumpy Fridays. I said, how old are you? Man, Drift might have been 20 years old. 21. I said, do you want to have a future? He said, yes, I do. I said, listen, don't talk like me. Just do you. Just don't do what I'm doing. I don't got no future. I was a construction worker at the time. I said, listen, I can talk like this. You go to college. Don't do it. Shout out to Drift. Drift getting married. Shout out to him. I don't know if he wants to. I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but it's out there now, bro. Drifty getting married, my boy.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Yo, Vito, man, I appreciate you coming on here this evening on this Monday in November to run it back a little bit like the old days.
Yeah, man. It's always, man, likewise, man. I be telling people, bro, I'll talk bad about you, Dan, to your face. I'll talk bad about you, but I'm gonna talk good about you too. Like, I'm not the type of person that's just gonna talk bad and beat you down. I'm gonna lift you up too. But I'm one of those people, you ain't gonna ever heard Don V say X, Y, and Z about you that you ain't already heard yourself. That's just how I give it up. I said it when you first started this show, when it was you, Ricky, Joe, JK. It was a cast. It was an ensemble with the Avengers. And I said, no, Dan got talent. I used the T word. I said, Dan has a real talent for not just podcasting, broadcasting, entertaining, networking. You wear many hats. A lot of people don't know exactly how much you do behind the scenes, not just for yourself, but for other shows. You always are gracious. You are always thankful, and you stand on yours. Now, it's stuff you do that I would have done differently, but that's why we all different people, because I probably would have crashed on some people. I ain't got to say their names. I probably would have crashed on some people in your situation, in a couple of them situations, but you kept it peak, and people need to start putting more respect on your name. You get respect on your name, but people need to start putting more respect on your name, man. Real, mm-hmm. Recognize real, and they gotta give you reparations, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate that 1,000%.
Oh, yeah. You know, you my mans, you know. I wouldn't have came on here if I ain't fuck with you.
Absolutely.
You know, you, Tally and them, BCP, shout out to BCP. Joe's my mans, his whole co-host. We got to get some straightening. But shout out to my boy, Maddie B. I don't know if you, Maddie B, a shout out on this platform, but shout out to Maddie B. Shout out to Joe. I said Joe. Shout out to Billy and them. Much love for Billy and them. Billy, Billy is my dog. I've been consistent with Bill since forever. I've been consistent on Bill. Never switched up on Bill. Never been fake to Bill. Shout out to Pat. Shout out to everybody, man. I'm cool with everybody, man. I ain't got no ops, man. Ain't no beef. If I talk crazy to you online, it's just online, bro.
Absolutely, man. Hey, bro, as always, brother, go Hokies.
Go Hokies.